I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations' top political official in Afghanistan urges the global community to remain committed. Needs are skyrocketing under Taliban rule, yet international aid continues to decrease. And winter is coming. Most Afghans don't have enough food or supplies to survive it. Heart for Iran partner Shahnaz Ibrahimi says,
"We have people on the ground that can help the needy people in Afghanistan. We have a great friend that doing the medical, still doing the food reliefs, but we need more."
Connect with us online to keep the work going, and most importantly, pray.
Please pray for the safety and protection over all the believers inside of Afghanistan. We have a believer, sister and brother in jail. They are believers. Please pray that Lord, open the door and they could come out quickly.
And since 2020, there have been 6 successful coups in Africa. Many African countries are struggling with unrest, places like Somalia and Nigeria, just to name a few. Greg Kelly, CEO of World Mission, says we need to see these headlines through a spiritual lens.
Part of the reason that Africa is being so destabilized is the threat it is to the enemy. Africa is the most populated continent of Christianity in the world. The average Christian in the continent of Africa is only 19 years old. So it is this force that is a huge threat to the enemy. And I believe as a result of that, we're seeing all these conflicts. And I think Christians need to come alongside of that and be aware of what God is doing inside of Africa.
Pray for mature Christian leaders in Africa. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.